We consider, evaluate, and postulate everything. Welcome to Capacity Cast with your hosts, Michael and Scott. Let's get started.
So we're talking about a workplace etiquette question, one that doesn't come up too often. What happens if you kill your coworker's D&D character?
Apparently nothing good happens from that.
So this is in reference to a question posted on the workplace Stack Exchange Q&A, which is sort of a sister site to Stack Overflow for programmers.
Yep.
Do you want to run through real quick what happened?
Yeah, so this software developer, of course, is a software developer. He get a new job. 4 months in, I don't know the exact timing, but he found some people that were of like, you know, they like doing the tabletop gaming, they like doing D&D. They had a game, I think it was, it mentioned three sessions in that he got in on, as well as two other new people. So the total was seven people, and they made their characters, which didn't take too long, and they got into the game.
That they made, just to clarify, they made their characters to catch up to this group
that had been going for a while. So I would assume they equalized their levels, so you know, they're within the same strength as later people. There was a big fight, apparently, and he took advantage of the situation. He was a chaotic, evil character, which, I mean, you can kind of imagine what he'll try to do with that.
Sure.
And he ended up killing everyone at the end of the original battle. So the people were not happy about that.
And it wasn't even for any, not that it matters, but for any particular story-based reason. It was just, I have an evil character.
Yeah.
Evil characters like to kill people.
Pretty much.
Not really thinking about who he was playing with.
Yeah, and then in the aftermath, in real life, they all shunned him, basically. They kicked him out, or they didn't kick him out, but they made it a new chat, apparently, where they all discussed to organize and all that. And even in the job where they eat together, he was excluded. So that's why he posted this message. He didn't really understand why they shunned him so strongly.
He thought that they were being mean to him, basically.
Yeah.
And he was really holding his ground on that.
Mm-hmm. I'll put a link to this in our podcast, so on the main site you'll be able to see it.
First of all, has anything like this ever happened to you before, or anything close
to it?
Well,
I've done a little bit of D&D stuff. It's very casual, but two of the three people that I played with were into the chaotic evils, so you can imagine how that went. It's pretty much, as I was doing the DM stuff, you're basically managing the entire time how to make the game work while still letting them do whatever they want and try to screw over the game the whole time.
Break the game, basically.
Yeah, break the game. How about you?
Yeah, I played an RPG with coworkers, actually, when I was an intern.
Mm-hmm.
But it was pretty, everyone was pretty cool. There wasn't anything like that. So I have played a good amount of RPGs, D&D. I played some other ones, White Wolf RPGs. And, you know, ground rules are pretty important anyway, even if it's just friends or, you know, a random social group on meetup.com or whatever.
Yep.
When you're playing with coworkers, co-working, you know, the workplace also has kind of some special ground rules.
Mm-hmm.
So when the two come together, the people running the game, I think, should have been, I understand they didn't expect this to happen, but they should have been very clear, like, what kind of game it was going to be.
Yeah.
You know, from running an evil campaign, all the players need to be evil.
Yeah, it was not the case.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One evil is not a good combination.
Yeah. Or you've got a neutral, you've got the...
Chaotic evil?
Yeah, you've got a neutral character, chaotic evil, and then a good character. It's really hard to manage the three together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and chaotic especially in D&D means that they aren't beholden to any, you know, they don't have a bunch of internal rules like, say, Sauron does in Lord of the Rings, where he only wants to do certain things.
Yeah.
You know, they'll just do whatever they want.
In my case, the guy had a phallic weapon and everything, so, I mean, it just went everywhere.
Yeah. So this person was advised to profusely apologize and basically be an ideal coworker and accept that it would take a long time for them to forgive him.
Yeah. After that, I mean, any logical person, that this guy's a programmer, so he is probably logical, but it's not in the way that is working.
Mm-hmm. Smart but not wise, you might say.
Yeah.
When you read this, and again, we'll link it in the notes, just his complete bewilderment at why anybody would be offended by that when he did something that was possible to do in the game. You know, to him, this was like saying, I played a game of chess and I checkmated somebody, they shouldn't be mad at me, not realizing that D&D is a much more personal and kind of emotional game than chess.
Yeah, team play. There's generally a lot of team play. One of the comments mentioned my guy syndrome, which is is pretty much what he was doing is, my guy would do this or my guy would do that because he's chaotic evil. So that's going to screw you over in the end if you take that mindset the whole time.
That's a syndrome that basically it's a cover up for bad behavior.
Yeah.
Maybe unintentionally, but still.
Mm-hmm. So if you were to run into a game like that, how would you manage it? Just a few thoughts of or ideas.
If I was a player?
No, if you were the DM of that game.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I would be pretty... I mean, the DM knew he had a chaotic evil character in his hands as soon as the character was generated. I wouldn't have even have let it get that far. I just said, so this is the kind of party it is. This is the sort of thing that would fit in well. It's really on the new joining player to conform to the game and participate in the spirit of that game. And if not, by default, they're not in it. And it would be... Yes, that could be a little awkward, mm-hmm. but obviously it's way more awkward if you don't set expectations up front.
Mm-hmm.
What about you?
Similar. I mean, you definitely want to have the alignments working together, which I never had that chance to really have a game that nice.
But if only.
You can work within some of it as long as you set some ground rules. Like, no, you can't kill the other characters. You can do almost anything else. You just can't kill them. Mm-hmm. You can work around it. You can use your evilness to screw them over maybe in different ways, but you just can't kill them. I mean, just some simple rules might help, but it's hard to say.
Yeah, you kind of wonder, because of another thing. So say I was more passive and I let the game get to that point.
Mm-hmm.
As a GM, you know, you're kind of God in this world. And so it would be very easy for them to contrive a reason why this attempted backstabbing didn't work.
Yeah, like a time skip or something.
Yeah, or like suddenly out of nowhere, a powerful cleric comes and heals people or, you know, force field or whatever.
Yeah.
He didn't do any of that. So I don't know if there was a big argument about it at the game or if the GM was totally passive, but...
Well, the person who wrote this said some of the people were kind of into it, but then others were extremely against what happened.
That's true. I guess so, we don't know if those were players.
Those might have been the organizers, the ones that really didn't enjoy it. So I think that's about it, right? Can you think of any points you want to add to it?
I would just say that in conclusion, you should be nice to your coworkers at all times, but especially in very personal and story-driven team game.
True.
Try to be a, kind of a team player, I guess.
Yeah, D&D, try to be a team player.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Capacity Cast. You can hear more episodes at CapacityCast.com.